Welcome, welcome, welcome to the mystical kingdom of this universe. Thank you for attending and hearing this episode. How are you guys doing, my fellow mystics, the builders, the architects, the alchemists, the travelers, the seekers of the truth, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment, the understanding, the revelations of this knowledge and information that would set us free so we should not perish from lack of knowledge. It is your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind, coming to you down with this episode of the day. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and get some great info out of it. Let's dive in.
The hieroglyphics tell us the story of two visionaries, outcasts, not of this world. They led a band of ragtag followers carrying everything they had, pursued by forces of evil. The symbols show us they reached their destination, but what happens inside is a mystery.
What's going on, our fellow listeners? This is me, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Esoteric Investor, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up. We have a special guest with us here live in the studio, Mr. Adam Thome. So we are here discussing a great topic of how topics, thoughts, imagination, creativity could be impacted by thoughts and the people that you hang around with. So let me introduce you to him and let him say hi.
How's everybody doing today? Just very grateful to be on here. It's really nice to be with another fellow mystic, another seeker of the truth, another revelationist. Oh my God, a pioneer of his own craft, an entrepreneur of entrepreneurs. I don't even know what else to say. I think he encompasses such a large variety of information, wealth, of information. His wisdom runs so deep. So I'm truly grateful to be here amongst your presence today, brother.
Thank you for coming, brother. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the intro. We're here to try to help people evolve, help them get into this journey that we have embarked many years ago. I've been doing this for 20 some years. You've been doing this for a few years, and you understand that it's a lonely road, especially if you don't have nobody with you there. It's the reason why we decided to create this podcast, so we could have like-minded people, like-minded souls, spirits, and energies come together and unite and be able to share ideas, concepts, ways that we're going to be able to change humanity for its good. And that's why, it's a pleasure to having you here, especially with that green community we're trying to build, being able to be self-sustained, being able to get away from the GMOs, the human contaminations, a lot of that aspects of it.
The chemtrails.
A lot of those aspects of it, brother, And this is one of the first times that we're kind of not going to go on audio, but more on a freestyle. So it's kind of exciting being able to do this, brother, and I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else but besides you, brother. Let's do this, brother.
Definitely honored. Once again, it's a pleasure. So I think the principle for what we need to have more in the world is definitely going to have to be learning to know yourself more. That is one, and also leadership. So, and leadership encompasses learning yourself in the process, because you have to become very disciplined of how you want to mold your new version of you. So, like, creating your own software system. So you have to start rebooting yourself and start to disconnect of all of the habits that you've done in your life that no longer serves you. Because if you don't start, you're never going to change, and that's insanity. Not everybody wants to go through that.
And that's good that you say that, brother, because not many people understand that. If you keep doing the exact same things over and over and over, you're always going to get the exact same results. It's theories, it's quantum physics, it's just physics in itself, and people don't truly understand how powerful things is. Just by changing little aspects, a little thought, a little routine, a ritual, what you do things will impact your life and how you're able to move forward.
Exactly.
And we have gotten into some great topics about self-leadership. And right now, it's a great time to be an entrepreneur and a business owner, because it's been a shift, the energy shift of Aquarius has gotten people to understand
themselves a little bit better, and they're knowing that they have a higher purpose in life here than just to be working and slaving for a system. And at least if you're going to be slaving, at least slave for your family's wealth and generational wealth.
Or your dreams.
And like I tell people, you know, the only way you're going to be a true leader is truly understanding your craft from the lowest level down. I'm going to give you guys an example. We own a couple businesses, and I'm not saying that to brag or boast, but I'm saying that from each of my businesses, I know my businesses from the lowest position of the business, even from the janitor, even from the customer. I try to see myself from every aspect of it so I could see which way we could change and better our service and better our products and better have the experience for our customers to be able to come back. That is something that I've been have to go to learn and understand. Now they are trying to bring more value to the system. Before it was like, hey, I have a great product. Either you buy it or you don't, I don't give a shit. You know, but now you have to be more conscientious that whatever we put out there always comes back to us. So we try to make sure that we put up great products, great services, with great intention, with great manufacturers, with warranties that's going to come back and give you customers great feedback and send us more customers, referrals, more customers. And at the end of the day, be loyal customers for us because they know that we think of them more as friends than customers and clients.
Yeah, no, definitely for any business, I think that you have to start thinking outside the box. And in a very competitive world that we're in right now, we have to use creativity more than ever. So, you know, whatever is out there, you're always able and capable of creating something different, something more unique. One of the mentors that I used to have, she was an incredible woman, and I got to see a lot because she got to do a lot, and she was always moving all the time. And one of the things I really liked the creativity, how she stepped up her game. She used to work for the merchant processing industry, and not a lot of people during that time frame were. She was saying that typically it's really low. There's not a lot of sales during this month, but she wanted to change that all around, and she had to think outside the box. And what she started doing was pretty unique and interesting, is that she had these MasterCards, but they were cookies. She went to this bakery, and they used to make these MasterCards that looked like cookies, and she would tie that with her actual cards and then serve it to the actual owner, or give it to the owner of the actual company, and she was realizing that she was getting a lot more calls in return because she did that little extra thing. And another little tip that she shared with me too, she's like, not only do I do that for my customers, but I also bake them a cake every year for their birthday. So I thought that's something you have to do nowadays if you want to step up your game, because there's already people out there that's already doing it.
Yes, well, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I mean, that she's taking it up and beyond, not to just be an entrepreneur, but be able to bring that product and service to them with such grace and creativity and such warmness. You know, because a cookie and a cake, who's gonna say no to that, right? Hey, we're Mexican. We're fat boys will always like this little Mexican food. So, you know, you bring me a cookie or a cake, I'm gonna give you everything that you want. But yeah, you know, and that's awesome, bro. You know what I mean? Because we are like right now, we are very observant in the businesses that we get into. So before we jump into any business, we do a lot of analytical studies. We do a lot of research before we get into those things. So when we're in that niche. It means this because it's very profitable because of the things that we know. So these last few years, we have been able to revolutionize here in El Paso and surrounding cities some of the services and products that we promote and we have started. We've been doing them since 2004, but other people have seen what we're doing, the quality of work. And the best compliment is imitation. So people trying to imitate what you're doing, it shows that you're doing such a great job that people want to be like you. But at the end of the day, they're not you because you have creativity and understanding, and that is what your friend did by doing those cookies and thinking out the box. Mm-hmm. What we're doing something similar to that. Everybody else is trying to give you a 5% discount, this and that. I go, we're giving you a $250 gift card. You're able to use this gift card in any of our online stores, any of our physical products, anything that we have, you're able to use it just by us being able to transform your floors. So you're gaining a double benefit because you're gaining a unique custom floor, plus you're able to get it and benefit and buy something else that you might need or want. You know, so it's a give. You know, we're always trying to give more than what we take, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to be pillars of the community. We want to stand out. We're going to be here for a very, very long time. So we want to make sure that we're giving back to the community.
And that's really awesome that you're doing that, brother. It's like I said, you have to think outside the box and step up your game. And I really like what you're doing. So all I can do is say I would want to share and give a shout out for you on your behalf for all of your success and all of the businesses that you're currently working and thriving on. So thank you so much.
No, thank you, partner. I really appreciate that. But before we get off this, brother, let's talk a little bit about this self-sustainable community, because this is going to help a lot of people. If people are not aware and haven't been watching the news, I don't watch the news, but through our intel, we understand there's something happening, and it's going to continue to happen in this nation. So we want you to be prepared that shit might hit the fan months from now. So we want you to understand that if it does, no, we do have plans. We do have strategies we're working on, and that is what we call premilitary practices, meaning that you try to prevent things from happening by being ready,
preemptive strikes.
Yes, exactly.
Like but you can be friendly about it.
Exactly. So that's where the green community comes in, because you're trying to premiere actives in that aspect of it, in case because of the GMO, because of the chemtrails, because of the last aspect.
A big reason why I really wanted to get into the actual self-sustaining community is I realized that these huge corporations like Walmart and Food City and all these different food stores, they got the people by the balls. They have them by the balls. Like, literally, when I realized that, I was like, are we really beholden upon a corporation to survive? So that means that if the trucks were to stop tomorrow, where are we gonna get our food?
And that's good. So, that's a good thing you say that, bro. Sorry to interrupt you, because you ask a kid, where do you get your food? Instead of saying from the garden, from a tree, from the graveyard, or from anything, they say from the store. So they think food production is coming from an actual store, not that it's been grown on and they could do it themselves.
And really good point. And what I also realized is, like, you know, throughout the city, if the city really wanted us to thrive and not go off of monetary gain, we would have a lot more orange trees. We would have a lot more apple trees on the roads, but there isn't any of that, because how could anybody profit off of that, off of free food? So I noticed that too, and I was like, we need to start actually making a difference for ourselves. We're gonna go ahead and take a quick intermission though, but thank you so much. We'll go ahead and come back to this portion.
Yes, thank you. We're about to take a little quick break right now. We're going to have a message from our sponsors. Any topics you guys want us to talk about, drop a message, drop a comment. Let us know what you guys want to hear, what you guys are interested on. Because at the end of the day, this show is for you guys and for us as well, because we're going to be digging in there and diving and understanding and learning and being able to bring back that torch, you guys. So let us know. Talk to you guys later.
Well, hello there, my fellow seekers of the truth. How are you guys doing today? It's your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are enjoying this episode that we have created for you guys to help you in your growth, in your expansion, in your self-development, in your revelations, in whatever you're doing. Hopefully, we're helping you guys grow much bigger and getting closer to your step. Southern State Management has been doing this for over 28 years. We've been in the self-development, self-growth, better producing, better creating ourselves and developing systems, products, and services to be able to help and maneuver some hurdles around the way. Some of the hurdles are financial wealth, financial literacy, understanding your rights, business ownership, business systems, So these are some of the projects and services that we have through No Real Estate Investor Left Behind and Project Real Estate Alchemy and Project Alchemy. If you guys are interested in wanting to know more, give us a call, 915-247-8784. Again, that's 915-247-8784. And for every person that gives us a call, we will give you a free savings account. This savings account is established in gold. That's right. Our investment in you and in your self-worth, we're investing it in gold. So give us a call, 915-247-8784. So please share, like, comment. Talk to you guys later. Self-development. Know thyself.